Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I want to tell you about an interesting, very interesting article. Mother Earth gives birth to 33 Chilean minors. And mother's doing well, father unknown. Did you see the, I don't know how you could have missed it, the recent article about the Chilean miners that were trapped in a, and of course an underground mine way down deep into the bowels of Mother Earth. And they've been there for, I believe, 60 days, maybe longer. So these people have been down in the bowels of Mother Earth, and now they're being extracted. And it's a big thing in the West. It's like, it's such a big thing for people when someone gets saved in the West. You go into like a place like sub-Saharan Africa or India, Southeast Asia, life means nothing to these people. I mean, somebody gets trapped in a cave there, it's just like, okay, next, let's get going over here. And I mean, you probably would be, you probably have more luck if you're trapped in a in an explosive vault and you end it quick if you're in one of those places. They just don't have much reverence for life. But have you noticed in the West, when there could be one person who's like missing or one person's trapped in a mine, the whole country, in fact, the whole continent is, in this case with these Chilean miners, the whole Western Hemisphere is saying a prayer for these people to get these people out of there. And it's as if they're being born again. They're getting out of there. I guess some people have gotten religion over this. Other people have gotten closer to their families. Other people have broken up with their families. It's just the whole, it's like a hostage situation. And people have been in those. Anything can happen. Anything. The stress is just the torment. And but how did they choose who comes up first? Oh my God! Did they draw straws or whatever? I mean, I don't know if I could handle it. Could you imagine if somebody was claustrophobic? What? How could they handle it? But anyway, Mother Earth gave birth to those bouncing baby boys, and there are 33 of them. Of course, the father's nowhere to be found, which may be typical in today's culture. He might be there if they end up being pro athletes or if there's some money to be made, but otherwise, he's gone, man. Anyway, hang in there. It's Dr. Joe. Just wanted to tell you about that great news.